say that it's the 20th of April, 1970, Paul Cummings talking to Bertha Schaefer, 400 East 58th Street, which is your apartment.
Oh, yes. The most unconventional apartment an interior designer ever had.
Yeah, it doesn't look all organized like some of them.
Oh, I think it's terribly organized. Yeah. Think of all the paintings and sculpture I have around.
But it's not, it doesn't look like some of them do. It's very different.
It's different.
It's filled up.
But I think it's great organization in being able to have all these things.
Oh, that way.
Yes.
But it's not, it doesn't look so different.
I have a strange time here because when people from the decorating world come, they notice my furniture and how what great quality it is. Mm-hmm. Scarcely look at the walls, or afraid to look at the walls.
Yeah.
And
why
the people
is that,
from the fine arts world come, they don't see the furniture.
They see the pictures and the sculpture.
Yes,
and
they go for certain sculptures. So. And of course the great test when people come is the ones who know the Chilita.
Yeah.
He's this great sculptor who's not generally known. It's a very sophisticated fine arts person that knows Chilita.
Anyway, could we find out where you were born? Because I couldn't even find that out.
I usually try to keep the date quiet, but since I've been in the hospital this year, I've had to tell it so many times that it's almost the first thing I tell these days.
Yeah.
But Yazoo City was John Sharp Williams' hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And he was this great statesman
mm-hmm.
from Mississippi who now isn't remembered. So when I say there was a time that if I said I was from John Sharp Williams' hometown, everybody knew.
Yeah. I'll move this over to here. Just easier that way. It's not in the middle. That's Mississippi, right?
Oh, yes.
Right.
I went to the Mississippi State College for Women.
Mm-hmm.
Went on then to Washington because a friend of mine, my very close friend, was there doing war work. And I got a job with the U.S., the Division of Planning and Statistics of the U.S. Shipping Board.
Well, I'm curious, how did you go to Mississippi State College? What kind of school, the high school and education?
Close college. I got an AB degree, a BA. It's a very well accredited school.
Yeah. Was that, did you have a specific reason for going to that college?
Well, I guess I was eligible to go without tuition. And they did that at that time. I don't know what the regulations are now. I remember when I applied, and it was all decided between us girls who were going to the superintendent of education, whatever his title was, that I shouldn't say I wasn't yet 16. But of course, when he looked at me and I had to answer, I said, well, I will be 16. So he took his glasses off, looked very sternly at me and said, when will you be 16? So I got in MSCW. And from there, I followed Helen Carlos, my good friend from home, to Washington. Later, when Edmund E. Day, who was the head of our division, came to my studio when I was an interior designer and said that he was right to tell me to go into the art field and not stay with the statistical, I would say to him, well, I couldn't have been so bad. I entered the filing department of the division, and I ended up assistant to your assistant. I couldn't have been so bad.
That's wonderful. Well, did you study art or anything like that at college?
Oh, yes. I've always